Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you are blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
When the Spirit's moving and the Lord is speaking, and I feel really strong about this morning, even when we were singing Good, Good Father, that God was wanting to expose some of you even to His love more and more and more, that He wanted to break through in some areas in your life. So I'm always willing to say, okay, Lord, you know, what do you want to do this morning in the hearts of everyone that's here? And I want to encourage you this morning. That how you go away from this time of gathering, how you come to church and how you leave, like, you know, a lot of the times we're not changed. Maybe we're encouraged. But I believe God wants to change some things today. That He really wants to change some things in our hearts. And I want you to be open to that this morning. I'm always willing. When we were to put a message on the back burner if I need to. Because when we were singing about the Father's love, and I know sometimes many of us haven't had good fathers, maybe we've had good fathers, but when we start talking about the Father's love, things get messed up sometimes, and God wants you to know this morning just how much the Father loves you, how He believes in you. And I want you to get in touch with your heart this morning. I want you to get in touch with really your need to be loved and your need to love others and to love Him. And if there's some hardness in you, let God just crush the hardness this morning. There are so many spirits in opposition to the ways of God. But the time is now for us to say yes to the things of the Lord and not remain the same, the way that we've been in the past. Every one of us in this room. Every one of us would stand up and say, I know that there's more in God. And I know that God has more for me. So this morning, I want to encourage you in that. I want you to grab a hold of it this morning. I want you to grab hold of the promises that He has for you. That you no longer will stay the way that you are. I believe that this is your moment to connect with your destiny. Again, maybe for some. This is your moment to connect with your destiny in God. And your destiny in God is not just coming to church on Sunday morning at all. Your destiny in God is each and every day that you encounter Him, you worship Him, you stand against the opposition of the enemy. You cause yourself to be in that place of worship and intimacy with Him that shifts the way your mind thinks. God is devoted to changing your mind. Do you know that? He's devoted to changing the way you think today and tomorrow. He's devoted to that. He wants to change the way we think. And I felt like God was saying earlier today, that there's not one mistake in this room. And you tell the devil that he's a liar in Jesus' name. There's not one mistake in this room. Every one of you have a destiny and a purpose with God. You cannot feed into the negativity any longer. You can't even let negativity have its way. Because when you feed into saying negative things, you're feeding into lies. And that means you're under the power of the liar. We can no longer do that. We have to be men and women that speak life. The time is now. Our children's destinies are now. Fathers and mothers, war on behalf of your children, your grandchildren. Be encouraged this morning of who you are. He can fill you with life this morning. You know why He can? Because He is life. There is no other life. He is life. You will not find a life any other way outside of Christ. Only in Christ will you find life. And if you have any other life outside of Christ, it's not life. The power of the enemy is to deceive the bride of Christ, to lure her away, to live in the place of lies. Jesus made a way for everyone in this room to be part of his family. And we're all family in him. And you fit into his family perfectly. That's how he's created us. You need to know that this morning. There's a perfect fit for you in the family of God. God will show you. You can walk with him. He won't leave you. If you've fallen away, now's the time to step back to him. God's called every one of us to preach the power of the gospel, to share our faith, and to live in it. I wrote this down this morning. God's promises to you is his currency to you. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his promise is that all things shall be added unto you. If you delight yourself in the Lord and that promise, all things, you're going to rejoice in him. He's going to give you the desires of your heart, the promises of God. You know what the promises of God are? They're our relationship with him. It's the Father promising you something, and you walk out that relationship in God, in the Father, in the Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's our relationship. When he promises you something, that's how you build your relationship with him. You live in the promise, and you don't live in the lie or the negativity. God wants you free as you can be. Every one of you. I want to encourage you in that. And I want to share this with you. God is devoted. Listen to this. I've said it like four times. God is devoted to changing your mind. He is devoted to you having your mind renewed by truth. God is devoted to changing your mind and how you think. Don't think he's not. He will. He's devoted to it. And when our minds begin to be renewed in the truth, we can begin to walk in the promises. God is devoted about how you think. So I ask you the question, how do you think? How do you think? How do you think? He's devoted to how you think. And he wants your thinking to be renewed and changed. When I was sitting there a few minutes ago, I felt the love of God so strong that I thought, oh my gosh, I just wanted to lay down and start sobbing because I just felt the Father's love. And I felt like the Father's love wants to be all over you this morning. I feel like God wants you to experience him this morning. To get out of your mind and know that he's devoted to renewing your mind with his truth and his love. He loves to replace all negativity. And I'm going to challenge you today. Kill negativity in your life. Kill it. Be aggressive and say no more. Kill negativity in your life. It is the opposite of the promises of God. Don't allow it to have its way any longer in your life. Wage war on those negative things that you say against others. Kill it in your life. And replace it with the promises of God. Replace it with the promises of the Lord. I heard while I was sitting there, God is staking a claim in the lives of his people today in this room. He's staking a claim. He's saying, you're mine. You're mine. I'm staking the claim that you're going to walk out what I've called you to walk out. And if some of this is making sense, pin it. Write it down. Don't let it just go and evaporate. So, you know, at the end sometimes of services, we can clap and say, oh, that was awesome. But then what do we do after that? How do we apply God's promises and what he's speaking to us today, tonight, and tomorrow, and the day after? Remember this, the promises of the Lord in your life are in direct opposition to the enemy. Remember, the promises of God in your life are in direct opposition to the enemy. The enemy does not want you to fulfill and walk in the fullness of the promise. Remember this today. God is not obsessed with your sin. It's all been taken care of on the cross of Christ. He is not obsessed over your sin at all. God is consumed with what? He's consumed with your life. He's not obsessed over your sin. He's consumed over your life, and he's consumed about you walking in righteousness. That's what he's consumed about. That you would rightly walk in the things of God's word in his life. For your life. He's consumed with righteousness. What is right before God. That's what he's dealing with in my life. Because he's already dealt with my sin in the cross. Grab hold of that. He's dealing with your righteousness today. This morning I heard, guess what the number one export is of America to all the nations? The number one export is pornography to all the nations. That is our nation's number one export. God is waking up the bride of Christ. That's why many say over nations, you know, that, yeah, America, the great Satan. You know what? That's in direct opposition to the promise that God has over this nation and over us. That's why there's such ruling, ranking principalities deceiving the bride of Christ. Controlling, manipulating. And God wants to raise up a bride. I'm not done with you yet. I got so much right now in my heart, and I think it's good. I think it's good for you, and it's good for me. I ask God, help me to be able to call an audible in a service when we gather. I need to go up to the line and call an audible and say, okay, you can hold off on that. You just go and you encourage them right now. You tell them who they are. Let them know once again who they are. Don't let them listen to the lie. The good news of the gospel is not ordinary. It is astonishing. It is amazing what we have available to us. This morning when we were worshiping, I sensed that the Lord was wanting us to start living in the awe of that, to worship, and to have our heart connect with his heart, that we would live as worshipers. This whole purpose, even right now, is to encourage you into who you are, to walk in the fullness of your destiny and your purpose, to be a worshiper. You can't reach your destiny without allowing God to renew your mind and your focus. And this is a good one, if you'll write this or pin this down. You can't have a problem without a provision attached to it. Can you hear me? I don't care what problem you have. God has a provision attached to that problem. And he will lead you through it. And he will bring you into freedom and victory. I said this earlier. If you agree with the lie, you're giving power to the liar. When God wants to renew your mind, he wants to turn your identity into destiny. God wants to renew your mind and turn your identity, once you know who you are, into your destiny. That's what he wants to do with you and me. Our identity into our destiny. I was talking to Josh a little bit earlier, and he said that he had a moment with the Lord where the Lord just confirmed about who he was and just poured out on him. And I had written down, I am what God says that I am. I would really love if you'd repeat that. I am what God says that I am. Would you say that with me right now? I am what God says that I am. Again, I am what God says that I am. What He says about me. I have what God says I have. I can do what God says I can do. We're going to sing Good, Good Father again in a minute. And I'm just going to open the altar to you. And I'll do the second part of my message very soon, next week or two. But I want to let you know this morning that your relationship with God is like a marriage commitment. It is. It's a covenant. We need to be dedicated to God and dedicated to what He's doing and what He's called us to do, because it's a marriage covenant. That's why there's so much about the marriage in the Word. A marriage should be filled with dreams. A marriage should be filled with dreams. The dreams that God has for each and every one of you. Some of you I know are single. Some of you aren't married. Some of you have went through loss. But it doesn't change the fact. Some of you had some bad marriages. But it doesn't change the fact that our relationship with God is like a marriage, a covenant. And it's a beautiful one. We should be dedicated to it. When I talk about dreams, I guess it goes along with the scripture when He says that He can do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything we can think or imagine. But when I get to that point of thinking and imagine, I begin to think about dreaming and dreaming what God has. And I kind of connect dreaming with faith a little bit. That's just me. That I can have faith to dream and believe what God may do. God wants to return that to you today. He wants to give it back to you today, because things aren't supposed to remain the same. To step away from any negativeness. So when I go, what's beyond thinking? I think it's dreaming. And I begin to dream about what He has for me and my family again. And the reason I'm so down on negativity is because when you think negative, it is something that really kills dreaming. You can't dream if you're going to live in negativity. We stop dreaming. Challenge you this morning to say that Jesus was never limited by the logical, and neither should we. We need to dream about all that God can do and will do as we make our relationship right with Him. See, I think God's wanting you to step into that place that He can do the impossible again in your life. Those people that are usually just rational, they don't usually do the impossible. God's wanting you to dream again. God's wanting your heart to be stirred again this morning. God wants you to live in the promise and not the lie. God wants His love to overwhelm you and strengthen you. He wants you to make some changes today. What are you going to carry out of here this morning? What are you going to carry out of here into the kingdom of God that you're going to seek first the kingdom of God? I think this is a moment that you have to lay some things down and to trust Him and to know that the time is now and that children and grandchildren are in the balance. What are you going to give your life to? What are you going to give your life for? Please don't tell me it's just to retire. Please don't tell me, well, we got these plans. No. Give your life to the kingdom. Give your life to Him. See where He leads you. This room has plenty enough people in here to change the world, to change this region. I'm telling you, we got to start believing that again. Some of the messages that's been shared here is about the narrow road. Yes, it is. It's about dying to ourselves, embracing the cross. How do you overcome the spirits and principalities and powers? Well, this is how you do it. You die to yourself and you embrace the cross. He said, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow after me. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to bring you to that place that you lay your life down. We were singing about it. And you say, I've done that before. We're doing it again. And we'll keep doing it. Keep saying yes to Him. Man, I just wanted to tell you how awesome you are in the Lord. Get with God and seek His counsel. Let's do this. I hope that you're encouraged. I hope that you're challenged. I hope God's messing you up right now. Stirring your heart. So why don't you stand? And let's just be led in this worship song again. And if you feel like coming to the altar, we've got people that will pray. Just for a moment. We have some time. Then we'll take a quick offering. And I got a gift for you on the way out. So, yes, Jesus. Go ahead, Victor. Stories. Shift and a change in our hearts because you've called every one of us. And Lord, those that are saying yes today in a new way, I just ask God that they would be able to stand for you in this place, that they would be able to come forward to receive prayer and agreement. And Lord, if those that are being buffeted by those negative things, I ask God that they would be able to receive truth and hear your voice today. Lord Jesus, the wonderful counselor and divine healer, come and counsel and speak. So we just open the altar. Just open the altar to anyone that wants to come forward and receive prayer. If the Lord spoke to you today about something shifting and changing, I just want you to come forward and be prayed for. I would love to pray for you. Young or old, today something is changing. Just keep singing that. There's a divine shift happening in your heart today. In your marriage today. And the promises that you know that God has for you. Some we connect for the first time again to our destiny. Some of us are reconnecting. here this morning. To speak to us, speak to our hearts. You say in your word that your sheep hear your voice. God, let your voice be heard today. Holy Spirit, bring forth your counsel through godly men and women. Lead us to the place of truth, that even those negative things can lead us to that place to hear your truth, and that we can be free, we can live in peace, your peace, God. God, I believe that you are trying to help folks today to get on the other side of something. So I would ask all the saints in here, all the men and women of God, if you're not interceding right now, to intercede on behalf of your family that's here in this room. Help us to listen carefully. God says that I am. I can do what God says that I can do. I can find my identity in truth and in Him and walk in my destiny. Physical today. Pray for your divine healing upon bodies today, God. Physical needs in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. God, may we be able to walk out of this room today being even more dedicated to what you're doing and what you have for us. Be more committed to know that you can do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything we ask or think. God, I ask that
if some don't have dreams, that today you would impart dreams, your dreams for them, that they would hear. Yes, God. Thank you. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Things just a little different. We're going to stay in prayer and we're going to take up an offering real quick and then dismiss you. And then on the way out, one of the things that has impacted a lot of folks' lives has been a book that Deanna got from the Lord, Masterpiece of the Wilderness. It's affected a lot of folks. And I knew that the Lord spoke to me saying, make sure everybody has one on their way out. Just give them a book so that it helps you in the dying to self and embracing the cross. It's about Galatians 2:20. And so on your way out, hopefully I've got somebody back there. Everybody gets a book for your family or to give it to someone. Just take it. So Lord, let's go ahead and be seated. Let me just pray for the offering. You know, one of the things here at Voice is that we definitely want to be able to flow with what the Spirit's doing and what God may be saying. And I believe that He's saying some stuff to you there and to those that are here. And so we just want to be sensitive to that. Lord, I ask that you would bless this offering today that we're about to take. I ask God that you know our needs and you know the needs of establishing the house of prayer at the camp, and that we'll be moving there soon. I thank you for all the provision that you've given and all that you've provided and all that you will continually do for the advancing of your kingdom. And so, Lord, bless this offering for your glory as we take it in Jesus' name. The baskets are up here, guys. Yes, thank you, Lord. Jesus, I thank you for this time that we've spent with you. I ask, God, that your Holy Spirit would keep moving upon our hearts throughout the day, throughout the week. God, knowing that as you renew our minds, that we can understand the fullness of our identity to walk in our destiny with you. So I thank you, God, for what you're doing. We love you and we give you praise. We thank you for the truth. And we thank you for this time of your presence. God bless every man and woman that's come here today, young and old. Just may they have a wonderful day in you and a wonderful week. God, just seeking even more of your heart and your word. Lord, the businesses that are represented here, bless those marketplace businesses to advance your kingdom. We just thank you, God, for what you're doing. Pray for every church and every ministry across the land. We thank you for a great move of your spirit that's going to take place in Michiana, more than we've ever seen before. In Jesus' holy name, we believe in that promise. Amen and amen.